and all the fans that came out today. It's an amazing crowd for mixed doubles. Thanks for coming out, and hopefully we can see you next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Merci. Laura, please.
Hello, everybody. I just want to congratulate you guys. You are one of the best mixed teams, so we knew we have to play our very best today. So great job, and the next one you will get some more titles, that's for sure. Congrats also to your team. There are many people in the background, I'm sure, that participate. This was a last-minute thing. I didn't want to play mixed here because I was in singles, doubles also, and then Edouard called me or texted me like 2 hours before the deadline. So I was like, I always wanted to play with him and was always somehow not working out. And then I was like, I can't say no. Now he's finally free. He wants to play. So I think it was a good decision that we signed up. Yeah, thank you so much for playing with me. I really, I enjoyed some mix before, but this was special. I really, really enjoyed it. And also having you fans in the back through him, that was really amazing. Lastly, thanks. And lastly, thanks to my team, Anto, Sofia. We had a really long week here, lots of ups and downs. So thanks for hanging in there with me. And yeah, here it is. Thank you.
Merci, Laura. Edouard?
Oui, un petit mot en anglais, just a few words to say, yeah, of course, congratulate you guys. For sure, it's special to win in Wimbledon, and for me, it's really special to win here. So congratulations also to your team. Thank you, Laura, for accepting my last decision. I mean, yeah, like you said, like 2 hours before, I had no partners, and you said yes. So I'm glad you said yes, and we had a great week. So thank you for you and to your team as well. Bien sûr, un mot en français. Évidemment, vous pouvez pas imaginer le kiff, le plaisir de gagner Roland Garros. Voilà, je crois que ça fait 10 ans presque jour pour jour que j'avais gagné en double avec Julien Beneteau, et 10 ans après, je regagne ici. Donc c'est un moment très spécial.
Winning with Julien Beneteau, so it's a really special moment to do it again.
Bien sûr, merci au public qui nous a bien poussé toute la semaine et encore aujourd'hui. C'était pas facile, on a eu l'occasion de finir plus tôt, et puis finalement ça s'est mal goupillé, et vous nous avez bien soutenus, vous nous avez donné l'énergie à la fin pour gagner. Donc merci à vous, et très bonne journée. Je pense que là c'est pas fini.
So thank you very much for being here, because you gave us the energy to get over the line at the end.
Un petit mot pour Amélie, merci de m'avoir fait jouer 2 matchs hier. Ça m'a mis en jambe. Voilà, pour aujourd'hui. Maintenant, je crois que je vais avoir besoin de récupérer un petit peu. Ouais, je suis encore jeune, c'est clair. Je reviendrai dans 10 ans, voilà, pour gagner. Et merci à tous ceux qui m'ont suivi cette semaine. Ma famille, bien sûr. Il y a mon fils là qui était pas né il y a 10 ans, et puis là il est là, donc ça fait plaisir. Merci à tous de m'avoir supporté.
Thank you, his family, his little 10-year-old.
Et j'espère revenir dans un peu plus d'un mois, un mois et demi, ici sur le central. Ce serait bien. Voilà, on en reparlera avec Paul-Henri et Ivan, mais j'espère revenir dans un mois et demi ici. Merci à tous.
Oh, nice words from Edouard Roger-Vasselin and from Laura Siegemund after the late decision to join. To join up. What a great decision. 2 hours before the deadline, they sign up and they go all the way and win their first mixed doubles title together. And hilarious that Desiree Krawczyk saying to Neil Skupski, well, I don't know if we will play Wimbledon now. And I'm playing doubles tomorrow anyway, so try and win that. But it is over. The mixed doubles is over for another year, and the champions are Edouard Roger Vasselin of France and Laura Siegemund of Germany. A 6-4, 7-5 victory over Desiree Krawczyk and Neil Skupski in the final. Fine performance by those two. Right, well, we are very much building towards the women's singles semi-finals. They start at 3 o'clock. We will be on air with that live coverage from 3. But before then, we're going to take you back to how Iga Świątek, the number one seed, the three-time champion here, how she made it through to the last 4.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 3 p.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris and bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
So here we go. Iga Świątek serving towards the presidential tribune and towards Markéta Vondrousova, the reigning Wimbledon champion. 40 minutes it took Świątek to beat Potapova, the fastest win of her career by 5 minutes. It took her 45 minutes to beat Simona Halep here in 2019. And she's had 3 victories that come in under 50 minutes in her career on the tour. Backhand from Świątek plays with such intensity. The net is struck by Vondrousova. It is back her own side. The first point goes the way of the world number one.
That was interesting from Vondrousova, this first point, because she said she played a little bit like I just talked about. She played a high ball on the backhand, but, you know, pretty deep. And then she played a short cross court with the same forehand. And she had a look, you know, for that forehand down the line. That was, I think that was the right play.
Świątek, as the sun comes out, serves down the tee. The deep backhand from Świątek, who hits the forehand down the other wing. She's pushing Vondrousova back. Iga Świątek's on the baseline. She goes inside out for the winner.
Yeah, and that's going to be a danger. If Vondrousova doesn't find that cross court perfectly, Świątek will be able, you know, to turn around the backhand and hit with that forehand, and that's just a little weapon. Oh, Agnieszka Radwanska in the stands.
Watching on, sunglasses on. I've also just seen Brad Gilbert doing some scouting for Goff's semi-final opponent into the body of Vondrousova inside the baseline. Świątek hugging that baseline with the backhand through the middle of the court. The drop shot from Vondrousova, it sits up a little bit short, but it's too deep. The backhand cross court from Świątek. And Vondrousova gets herself on the board. I mean, that's another thing. The first 4 wins for Vondrousova here, all against players outside the world's top 100. And yes, you're playing matches. You can only beat what's in front of you. But then to pop up on Philippe Chatrier against Iga Świątek. Świątek leans forward, pauses, rocks back, tosses up the ball at 30-15 and serves down the tee. The backhand through the middle of the court. Świątek inside the baseline with a heavy forehand. It's all heavy off her racket. Then the winner up the line for game points.
Yeah, pretty clean point from Świątek. Very heavy cross-court forehand. Then she gets a short ball and she comes to get it a bit earlier, and she punishes Vondrousova with a winner down the line. Perfect start from Świątek.
Game points. Serve out wide, the backhand to her feet. Świątek sort of sends it back with force and then hits a backhand and switches it cross court. The forehand cross court, mid court for Vondrousova. Vondrousova miss it on the ball. The come on is from Świątek. She holds to 15, 2 minutes on the clock. She is on the board. It must be exhausting for her, the amount of intensity she brings. I can only think she is utterly exhausted, whether she wins in 40 minutes or 3 hours when she leaves the court.
Yeah, but that's maybe the secret is maybe, you know, in that calm that she has in between points, you know, like you can tell that she's able to put the on-off button, you know, like she's on when the point starts, and then when it stops, okay, I'm under my hat, I'm, you know, like in my thoughts, I'm focusing on what I'm supposed to do, and then I go back on. But yeah, she's just a ball of energy, you know.
She really is, and she moves to the beat of her own drum. Vondrousova has been ready for 20 seconds. Świątek is currently putting towels in her respective towel boxes. Yeah. Now she's back. Vondrousova's like, I've been waiting. Świątek again, that the cap pulled down low, the knee bend. She shuffles to her middle and she hits the backhand in the line. The squash shot forehand from Vondrusa, the off backhand winner on the approach from Świątek.
She's just, yeah.
She's a machine.
Oh, well, she started the match like one, yeah. And Vondrusova not moving as well as Świątek, you know, on court and on the clay. We saw on that last slide.
Serve down the tee, the off forehand return. Świątek goes inside out again. It's just, it's too hot to handle for the Czech.
Yeah, it's too hard, too solid. And the points are just going in one way right now.
And it's frightening.
Love 30.
Vondrusova winds herself up. She's got a pale blue dress on and a white visor and her hair tied up into a knot on the top of her head, the blonde hair, and she serves down the tee and it's battered through the middle of the course. She pushes it deep, she comes to the net, and into the net goes the defending champion.
Yeah. Well played. Oh, and she's also has a huge tape on the left shoulder. Vondrusova.
Looks like it's keeping the shoulder in place, doesn't it? The backhand slammed cross court from Świątek. Double-handed backhand again. She's peppering the forehand of Vondrusova. A short ball for Świątek. Should put it away. Does put it away. Break points.
Yeah, with a big overhead down the middle of the court. She didn't want to make a choice, so she went. Oh, we can tell that Świątek is raising her hand because Vondrusova wants, you know, to play the point pretty quickly. So she just has to wait a little bit. But that's a mistake on the forehand side. Miss it from Vondrusova and already a break for Świątek.
It's interesting, you're due to play to the server, but Świątek, as again, just walking to the beat of her own drum. If she's not ready, she is not ready. She gets herself set. She has procedure. She has method. She has structure. And she has routine.
Yeah, that's also a part of a tennis match, you know, is a confrontation between two players. And sometimes, you know, of course you have the games, the forehand, how you hit your backhand, how you serve, but you have also the way the two players behave. And it's also a way you have to prepare your player, you know, that about what he or she's supposed to expect, you know, from the other person over the other side of the net. And that was something that I was super precise with when I was coaching my brother Julian, is that okay, this I knew the opponents that he really didn't like to play, you know, because of an attitude or something, and I would say okay, he's going to do like this, he's going to be fast like that, he's going to try to do this and that, and when it happens, then your player is at least ready to do it, to do that.
15 love.
Wow, first mistake from Świątek. So it's going to rain again on Paris.
No. It doesn't mean it's not. No. We've had enough rain to last a lifetime.
Yeah, there is no more water in the sky now.
I hope not. Świątek just twisting the racket, the white framed racket. White baseball cap, white shoes, the mix of colours on the dress as she serves, and it's popped back mid-court, and Świątek says thank you very much, that's absolutely delightful, and she moves to 30-15. And Vondrusova takes very little time, whether serving or receiving, she's just ready to go.
Yeah, she does, but then that, maybe that's something she needs to, you know, to do differently, because I mean, we can clearly tell that Świątek is in her, you know, you were saying she's in her rhythm, so you need to, you know, take this out of her, you know, you need to vary it as well.
I mean, the ball just shot past Vondrusova. Yeah. She didn't even see it until it was almost flying past her.
Yeah. Already 6 winners for Iga Świątek. I mean, 4 winners.
The contrast, the intensity of Świątek and the very laid-back nature of Vondrusova. Game points for 3 love in 8 minutes.
And that's it.
Wow.
Good serve on the line, down the middle. And a miss from Vondrusova. 3 love in 8 minutes.
We talk about players who beat players before they come out in court.
Yeah.
And particularly on this surface, on this court, there has to be an element. And that 40-minute victory over the world number 41, the 41st best player in the world, is dismissed. Love and love. So in terms of that reputation for Vondrusova, I talked about her as a laid-back character, but that has to get into your head, surely.
I mean, it has to, of course. I mean, that was, it's when I was commentating, you know, Rafa the previous years, I was always saying that, and I said, okay, you're in the, you know, in that corridor, you know, right before the match, and you know that you're about to step on court for Philippe Chatrier and play against Rafa, and you know that he's won in 98% of his matches here in this tournament. And so I was always thinking, well, what do you tell yourself, you know, like, how do you go about things, you know, like, do you think about the game, are you overwhelmed by that? And of course, Świątek is not has not reached the level of Rafa here yet, but that has to be similar, you know, like when you're Vondrousova and you say, okay, maybe Vondrousova, she's saying, well, you know, I'm just better on, you know, on hard and grass than on clay, is not my surface. Because when we see her starting a match, we don't see her doing things differently, and that's something that, you know, annoys me sometimes. I want players, you know, to try something different, because it hasn't worked in the past, so you need to do something different.
And a lot of the time the players, especially if they're up against it, will return to their comfort zone, return to to what they know and what they feel secure with. 15 love. Vondrousova serves deep out wide. The backhand return from Świątek, who spins the forehand cross court. It's a miss hit.
Yeah.
And it's the amount of spin as well. We talk a lot about how she holds the racket and the grip of Świątek, but it's the amount of spin she gets on the ball.
Yeah. And of course, the ball, you know, it turns a lot, but Vondrousova is not doing a really good job of moving well, you know, and she's not very precise in her footwork, I feel like, in the start of this match. She needs to be a bit more active on her feet, in my opinion.
Serve down the tee, backhand through the middle of the court, the forehand swung cross-court. Vondrousova will open up forehand, go cross-court to the backhand. There's just a difference in the pace and the weight of the balls coming back. There's a short ball, it's a backhand down the line, the backhand cross-court from Vondrousova, up the line goes Świątek, squash shot from Vondrousova, cross-court backhand from... It's almost as though Vondrousova knows how it's going to end.
Yeah.
And she's just waiting for that big strike to come past her.
We are kind of the same as we watch, you know, like we see the machine ball that Świątek is, and you know, like she's playing right, left, a bit more short, you know, a bit deeper, and then she just, when she gets a good look at the ball, she punishes Vondrousova. Well played.
It's a high
ball. A lob, yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. It wasn't high enough, so Vondrousova can smash it away.
30-all.
Vondrousova's been through some tough stuff off court. If her grandparents passed away around Indian Wells time. She's recently gone through a divorce, so a lot happening off the court for the Wimbledon champion. And insofar as work goes, she's got all those points about to charge up and have to defend. The 2,000 points from winning Wimbledon mentioned she's at a career high of 6 at the moment, so she's going to want to scoop up as many points as she can before the pressure of defending a Grand Slam title.
Yeah.
Forehand from Świątek down the line. It's a mid-court ball again. Świątek goes backhand, cross-court and deep. Another double-hander from the pole. This one down the line, not deep enough. And Świątek just adds a little bit and finds the angle. Now steps on the short ball, cross-court onto the service line. Whip cross-court from the lefty. Up the line goes Świątek. Świątek with a forehand. She's camped inside the baseline, pushing back Vondrousova, and eventually gets the error.
That's... easy tennis. When we watch it from that high, we see right, left. Świątek arriving in perfect timing on every ball, you know, hitting on the other side where her opponent is not. And she puts her in a mistake and 30-40.
And it's interesting, again, excuse me, before Vondrousova served, Iga put her hand up as if to say, I'm not ready yet. Let's just wait a couple of seconds. Second serve, break point down. This is for 4 love. The serve, the inside-out forehand return, the backhand from Świątek. She's pummeling the forehand of Vondrousova. She still pummels the forehand of Vondrousova. Now she redirects it, but she misses with the redirection, and the break point saved.
Yeah, that was the first wrong choice of the match from Świątek. No, she rushed a little bit to go to that down the line backhand. But she has a clear plan. She wants to, you know, to go into Vondrousova forehand, you know, try to get a shorter ball on that side, and then she's going to go for it.
Off backhand from Świątek. She'll swivel around and hit the forehand. He goes back into that Vondrousova forehand, and then she redirects nice it, finds the depth on the backhand. She gets the short ball, should finish it off. Finish. Does finish it off. Break point.
Another forehand winner.
Now she's
seventh.
She's telling her to wait. I mean, Vondrousova is very quick.
She is.
The point finish and she's ready to go. And Świątek, it doesn't, as I say, she's so sort of programmed in what she does and structured. She wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Tries to go back behind Świątek, who readjusts. She's inside the court, Vondrousova, and that's the first little yelp we get from the Czech player.
And that's a good thing to see. That means that, you know, she's in the fight, that she wants to fight, and she's showing Świątek that she's not going to go away that easily.
Juice. Świątek, a slight sway. Doesn't move the feet, just the upper body. Now she jumps onto the baseline and crunches the forehand back to the backhand of Vondrousova in the middle of the court. It takes a little bit of power off, but she gets the pace and she draws the error.
Yeah, I mean, right from the return, Świątek is just attacking, you know, like she's just, yeah, to trying to take away time from Vondrousova right away. And it was a good first serve, you know, going 177 kilometers an hour. So that's a decent first serve. And Świątek was able to be aggressive on that serve. Second serve from Vondrousova.
Third break point to defend. The wind picks up, the clouds come over, the deep serve, the forehand drops over. Thought about coming forward, Vondrousova, but she stays back and the tram lines are found by Świątek.
Every time Vondrousova can come into the court and try to gain some, you know, take some time away from Świątek, that's going to be a good thing for the Czech player. She needs to keep doing this.
Juice, fourth game, first set, second quarterfinal. Winner to face Coco Gauff will be Ongeba in three sets. Świątek with the forehand, she just hammers it. It's floated back by Vondrousova. Backhand goes back. Now she's pummeling the backhand of Vondrousova. Now she switches it to the forehand. Vondrousova goes cross-court, middle of the court. Service line from Świątek. Świątek's just sort of like a ball machine. Then the drop shot is exquisite. And that is what she has in her locker, Marqueta Vondrousova, and it works a treat.
We talked about the variations in the pre-match, and that's the things that she needs to bring right now. Vondrousova is already ready to serve. Świątek is walking towards the baseline. Okay, that worked this time, but it's going to be an issue, I think, during this match. And the game point from Vondrousova.
Yeah, the sun breaks free, which is nice to see. And the backhand down the line from Świątek. The net is found off the backhand slice, and the Czech player slaps her thigh, and we're back to juice.
Yeah, it feels like the rhythm that Świątek is putting on right now is just a bit too much for Vondrousova.
So we've still got a bit of a breeze. We've got some sunshine. We've got more and more people making their way in. Back into Philippe Chatrier. And Vondrousova serves down the tee. It's bunted back, short ball. Vondrousova should deal with it, and she does.
Well played. She's doing a better job on her feet. You know, she makes more steps to be precise and to be well placed to hit that back end.
Missed first serve. Oh, it's kicked. Oh, nice. Well done. Good football skills.
Yeah. From both Vondrousova and the ball boy.
Yeah, good catch from that young man.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 3 p.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris and bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Oh. Double fault. That was our double fault noise. Ooh. Imagine we commentate, but just by noises like this. Ooh.
Ooh,
My God. Wow.
backhand, backhand through the... I'm trying to think of a noise to make at the moment.
Yeah.
The backhand down the line from Świątek, backhand swept cross court from Von Drusen, cross court on the ankle from Świątek, the slice from Von Drusen, down the line goes Świątek, the spinny ball sits up, inside in from Świątek, the slice, taking the pace off from Von Drusen, cross court, shorter ball from Świątek, he'll step in with the backhand down the line, the slice from Von Drusen, the backhand flat down the line from Świątek, he'll now play the forehand and spin it down the other wing and get the winner and have another chance to break for four love in the first.
Świątek is just so patient. The way she builds her points are just amazing. When she's that focused like this, it's just crazy. Oh, so Von Drusen are ready to serve. Świątek, her hand raised. Okay, both players are ready.
Oh, that's brilliant. She's so quick.
Yeah.
Break point down, needs the first serve, doesn't get it. So Świątek will step a little bit closer to the baseline to put a little bit more pressure on this second serve. She's on the baseline and she plays the forehand, the backhand cross court from Von Drusen. Down the line goes Świątek, back up the line and on the sideline from Von Drusen.
Great change of direction from Von Drusen. She played maybe 90% of her forehand cross court and she surprised Świątek by that dart down the line.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Juice. Becoming a very important game. This is the sixth juice. It's the fourth game of the first set. Von Drusen just distracted slightly. A cloud has come over. And Jeanette's ball from the shorts that she's wearing under the dress on the right side. Świątek inside the baseline, hits the backhand, pushes Von Drusen back, draws a shorter ball, backhand cross court to the service line, cross court goes Von Drusen down the line from Świątek. You can almost predict the pattern now. Świątek with the forehand, goes back into the forehand of Von Drusen, cross court, waiting for her to switch it down the line. Now she does. There she goes. The slice from Von Drusen down the... It's, you can see the patterns unfolding in every point.
Yeah. And it often ends with a winner down the line with the forehand with Iga Świątek. She starts on the forehand of Von Drusen, then she goes to the backhand, she gets an even shorter ball, and then she punishes down the line on the forehand side of Von Drusen. And that's, I think, the 10th forehand winners that we witnessed in 20 minutes.
Break point for four love and a clean sweep of the first four games. First serve is netted. A little look up to the skies from the Czech woman.
A bit of wind in her dress as well.
Świątek on the baseline.
Whoa.
Hits the backhand, pulls it out from her body because it flew into that. The backhand down the line is a winner. We get a fist pump.
Yeah.
And Von Drusen sort of glares towards her camp. All the effort, all the work she put in, and she has four love down, 21 minutes played.
Well, Świątek is playing very well, and she is like cleaning all the lines, so that's a bit too much for anyone, I would say.
Faith has messaged to say, poor Antoine and the sandwich, glad you're fully well. Back with us. I don't think you were ill, were you, as a result of it? No, there was no illness. No illness, but is back with us. And he knows now to say no to Marcus. Iga Świątek pauses, waits, reaches, and serves down the tee. It's cut back middle of the court, the inside out forehand into the corner, the lofted ball up from Von Drusen with a smash down from Świątek.
Perfectly executed, but because that was not an easy overhead for Iga Świątek, the ball was very high and she was able, you know, to move her feet under the ball and be ready to hit that winner. Great play from Świątek, 15 love.
The sun is back. Świątek tosses up the ball and serves down the tee in the backhand. Oof! Serves return winner.
That's a hard court player that we know.
Von Drusen sort of squeezes the front of her visor, so it's got that bend in it. Leaning forward, slightly sideways on 15 all, yet to get a game on the board. Świątek reaches up to serve and serves, and it's sort of batted back, middle of the court, backhand down the line, slice from Von Drusen, the backhand up the line from Świątek. It's long from the Czech player who stares at the line.
Right behind the baseline. we saw that Vondrousova tried to slice a bit more on the foreign side at that point. Maybe that's a try of a solution, but to slow things down. But 30-15.
Świątek tosses up the ball and serves in the center of the box. The backhand comes back, then she goes down the line. Oof, the depth, the precision, the driving the ball out of the air from Świątek. It's just too good.
Yeah, too good. And there's an interesting thing that we can observe is that Świątek uses a lot of what we call the body serves, you know, like the down the middle of the box, because she knows that, and she saw that at 15 love, that when Vondrousova has a clear striking zone, she can do some damages. And now she took that away in the last 2 points, you know, to kind of block the Vondrousova down the middle of the court. Azika Świątek won that fifth game, 5-love, 11th forehand winner in only 20-something minutes.
It's got to be so tough if you're Marketa Vondrousova. Yes, look, we've talked about being a laid-back person. She's also a competitor. She's also a winner. And 21 minutes in, she's 5-love down and has not got a foot in this match.
Yeah, you don't want to. Even though you're, you know, you're a real relaxed player and you're laid back, and yeah, you don't want to be in that position. Like, you have no solution at all, and you're the sixth player in the world, and you're of course playing the number one, but you know, you have the right to have some solutions when you are that good in tennis, you know. And it doesn't feel like it right now.
Change will happen at the end of the game, and she's looking to have a clean sweep of the first seven games with these balls. Block back again, sits short, forehand cross. Oh, the weight of shot for Świątek is phenomenal. 1-2 punch, out wide, inside out forehand. She holds, she does say goodbye, a fond farewell to that ball, and she's won the first seven games of this quarterfinal.
Yeah, just maybe we try to, when they are changing the balls, we try to answer Delia's question.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, she's first of all, she's such a complete player, Iga Świątek. She does everything well. She has a good serve, whereas it's a good basis. You know, we saw in that service game where when she starts the point, she always has a look, you know, for one or two targets on the second shot. She has the choice, and she does have a very clear plan of how she wants to play, what she wants to do with the forehand. She likes to hit her forehand behind the first serve more than the backhand, because she knows that with her forehand she can do some she can do a lot of damages. So that's something that makes her very good. She's super physical. She has an amazing condition. She moves very well. And then she's super focused and she tries not to get overwhelmed. She's a great fighter. We saw that against Osaka early in the tournament. So right now she's so complete that that's what makes her, I think, the best right now.
Vondrousova is nattering way up to her box, probably along the lines of, well, I don't know what I have to do here. I mean, this is almost mission impossible that I've been given.
Even though you told me a great things at the changeover.
Oh, even though
you didn't say that. You
really
didn't hear that, but
good
I heard.
Coaching talk at the change.
30-15.
Bathed in sunshine once again. I haven't said that an awful lot over these 2 weeks. Yeah. But gone are the cagoules and the scarves. Actually, you still need them in the evening. It's still pretty chilly in the evening. When we left here just before 2 o'clock this morning, it was cold. Świątek step closer to the baseline, looking to bring up game points. Vondrousova forehand thundered back through the middle of the court, double-handed backhand very deep from Świątek. She gets a shorter ball, she goes backhand down the line but cuts it into the middle of the court, forehand down the other wing, just a little bit too wide. We have game points.
First mistake from Świątek in that part of the court, you know, the forehand side going down the line, 40-15. Two game points. miracles do happen.
It's going to get a roar if she converts one of these two from the crowd.
Maybe she's going to raise both arms.
Into the corner she goes. She wants it, goes for the pass. She doesn't make it. There's the appreciation from the crowd.
Yeah. But, I mean, Vondrousova has to change something also about the way she behaves. You know, she needs to act a little bit more, because if she goes, you know, always, you know, both shoulders down and the head down, like, she needs to show her opponent that, okay, you beat me pretty easily in the first set, but I'm here to fight in the second set because I'm not going to go away that easy. She needs to do something different.
Third game. Second set, 1-1. Świątek misses on the first serve. Vondrousova goes back, comes forward slightly, side on, behind the baseline, leaning forward, twisting the racket. Now she's still, now she's inside the baseline, opens up the forehand. It's blocked back on the backhand, but that was a good crunching return from the Czech player, really letting her body weight into that. Ooh, 1-1, love 15. We have to call this an opening, because it's as much as she's had an opening. Świątek serves that wide and misses. Bouncing up and down her toes now, Vondrousova, ready to spring into life. Second serve from the world number one, who serves that wide, cuts it short, the forehand's in play, it's netted, and it's love 30.
All right. Yeah, let's move Vondrousova a bit more, you know, physical attitude, you know. Show your opponent that you're going to keep doing that, keep doing what you're doing right now. Yeah, that's it. Much better. Love 30, as Vondrousova is jumping on the baseline.
Yeah, it's more energy than we've seen from Vondrousova. At least she's acting like she's got more energy. Into the body goes Świątek, gets a shorter ball, goes backhand cross court. Świątek with a backhand pushes it down the line. She'll step back. There's a come on from the Polish player. She's on the board.
Once again, great backhand down the line. Vondrousova has trouble moving in that part of the court. I feel like, you know, she doesn't slide very well, and that she cannot really get those balls, keep them in play. She's more like a dictator than a defensive player, Vondrousova. That's what makes her so good, you know, on fast surfaces.
Świątek serves out wide, blocked back, middle of the court, found flicked cross court from Świątek. Świątek gets a heavy forehand up the line. In defense mode is Margareta Vondrousova, looking to switch it to attack, which she does now. And Iga Świątek hammers the forehand cross court, holding her ground, but drawing the error, and it's 30-all.
Yeah, it's because it's the right rhythm of, you know, it's the right pace for Świątek, what Vondrousova is doing right now. She had the occasion in the points, maybe putting some more air, you know, in that forehand, you know, used a bit more spin, tried to play a bit higher. 30-all.
From love 30. Misses the serve down the tee. Ball boy scurries across, scoops up the ball, and beside the umpire's chair he rests. Serve down the centre, the forehand into the corner. Wow! The roar from Vondrousova as it shot past Świątek and off the line, and she has a break point. It's a rare sighting.
Yeah.
The first half gets it, goes into the body, it's blocked back, draws Świątek forward, who plays the volley. Oh, whoa. Exquisite touch.
Yeah, perfect save from Świątek. She went for that body serve, got that short ball, made the approach down the line on the forehand of Vondrousova, and great drop shot volley to save that. Juice.
Following this match, we'll have Grigor Dimitrov against Jannik Sinner, the night session. Carlos Alcaraz against Stefanos Tsitsipas. Ball ball boy makes his way across, settles himself down. Slowed down a lot this match in the second set. Yeah. Serve down the tee. Wow.
That, I mean, Voldosova went for that second serve return, but I don't think the ball has landed yet.
She really did give it everything, didn't she?
Well, at least she tried. But that's a game point for Świątek.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 3 p.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris and bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
Świątek, who celebrates her 23rd birthday here in Roland Garros, which she will every year, like her hero, like her idol, flips the forehand cross court, drops it shorter, steps back, draws the error for break point down. That was a massive opportunity for Margareta Mandrusova, but Iga Świątek, as she's so good at doing, slams the door shut and keeps her run going, leading by a set and 2-1 on serve.
Yeah.
But better signs.
Better signs. Yeah. The talk does work. No, but yeah. See, at least we see different things from Vondrousova, and we saw a reaction both on court and in the way she behaves in between points. So that's a good thing. At least she's showing a bit more to Świątek that, okay, I'm going to put up a fight right here. So let's see how it goes in the next service game. That's going to be interesting if she can keep, you know, those things in play. And you were saying that Świątek celebrates her birthday here like Rafa used to, because we know how important Rafa is in Iga Świątek's, you know, journey as a tennis player, and we saw that it was that special that she was, you know, actually attending Rafa's match against Sasha Zverev here on the first day of Roland Garros.
Also had Novak Djokovic in the crowd, Carlos Alcaraz is in the crowd. Some doubles news for you. Thomas Mahatch and Zhang Zhizhen, very good pairing, are up against the eighth seeds, and they lead them by a set of Gonzalez and Montini. Fernandez and Ratliff are going to take on Kostyuk and Roos very shortly. That's on court Simone Mathieu. And Mira Andreeva, who's still going strong in the singles, has teamed up with the experienced Vera Zvonareva. And they look like they are going to be going through in their match, the quarterfinals, against Akiri and Neil. Now we've got juniors. And we will have legends at the wheelchair competition, so there's still plenty of tennis to be played. As Świątek goes back behind Vondrousova to take the first point of game four. Oh, that was a sigh, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was because Vondrousova is still going so fast, you know, in between points, even though like, she's winning that point 15-0, but I feel like, you know, she doesn't have time, you know, to settle, say, okay, what I'm going to do. I mean, players need that, you know, to have clear intentions before starting a point. So she's just like of course, it's been working pretty well with the courage she's having. I'm not saying that, but she's like in autopilot mode,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Second serve down the tee, the off backhand, the stretch from Vondrousova, the forehand down the other wing. Vondrousova was all off balance from having got back the return of serve.
Yeah. Great return deep on the backhand side from Świątek, and then she gets a look at it. Short ball and very open court down the line that she uses perfectly. That's something with the forehand. She can hit every target on the court. That's just amazing. What she's able to do with that shot.
A forehand return.
Oh, it's deep.
Oh.
15-40, two break points.
Here we go. 46 minutes on the clock. And this time, Świątek's ready quickly. She's saying, right, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Well.
No hanging around now. And Vondrousova obliges, because she's always ready. serve down the tee. Backhand's in play. Forehand through the middle of the court. The backhand cross court from Świątek plays another backhand cross court. And they're thundering these balls. The forehand of Vondrousova drops over. The Świątek backhand is lofted up. It's popped back and it's wide. The come on is the scream from Iga Świątek, because she has what she's been looking for, and that is the break in the second set for a 3-1 lead.
And Jodie, has refined the question. She asked, what makes her so dominant on clay as opposed to the other surfaces? Well, I think there's a lot. Yeah, I think her forehand, you know, the spin that she's able to put in her forehand, you know, Świątek, that's also a big response to that. Players, you know, like, they're not used to it, you know, on other surfaces, and with that shot she's able to push back her opponent and to gain short balls, and then she can open all those angles. So that's something that it's easier and for her to make on clay than on hard court or grass.
And her
as
movement.
On the last point, and yeah, of course, the movement, you're right.
It's just sensational.
She's such an athlete. She's such an amazing athlete.
She really is. I mean, it's phenomenal.
18 forehand winners. Not bad.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
47. If you were her coach, you wouldn't have anything to say. You'd be like, just keep going.
Yeah.
Going really well.
I hope I answered your question, Jodie. At least I tried.
6-love, 3-1, 15-love. Świątek misses out wide. Coco Gauff awaits the winner in Thursday's semi-finals. Day of our team dinner.
Yeah.
Stefan's got the restaurant booked.
And unfortunately, I won't be able to make it.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Was it the stale bread strawberry sandwich that put you off?
I don't trust you guys anymore.
Oh, no, don't lump us together in don't trust you guys. There was one person in particular, we all told you to say no.
Stefan didn't say anything.
He wasn't here. Marcus waited for him to leave the room. It was all quite sinister.
Yeah.
Oh, Anton, you're going to miss the dinner.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe it.
I'm so sorry.
6-love, 3-1. We'll maybe we take the pineapple in your place. Sit it on a chair.
Yeah.
Should we do that? 15-all. Świątek serves the block back on the back and the forehand from Vondrousova. She scrambles to get back into position. She's just about there, so she slices off the backhand, but it's not going to find the court, and it's 3-1, 30-15.
And still, shoulders down, head down. And Vondrousova has literally no solution.
3-1 Agnieszka Radwanska.
Yeah, she plays the Legends. I saw that. It's good. She was such a great player.
Blocked back. Backhand pushed far and deep down the line. And Świątek, lots of little shuffly footsteps. Gave herself the time. Saw the commitment of Vondrousova so she could place the ball in the open court.
How many times have we seen this point today? You know, the point where Świątek is just directing every point, every ball, and then Vondrousova, she just can make those high slicing down the middle, and where Świątek can punish the Czech player wherever she wants.
Game points for 4-1. Cut back, middle of the court, off forehand, winner. The pump of the fist from Świątek. She knows she's in the home straight. We've got 50 minutes on the match clock. She still could get it done in under an hour. And she leads by a set and 4-1. Coco Gauff went through against Ons Jabeur in 3 sets. That was an absolute cracker.
Yeah.
And we've got... So, do you think Grigor Dimitrov, Jannik Sinner, who do you have coming out on top in that one?
I think Jannik Sinner. I mean, I have Jannik Sinner winning the whole thing, so
oh,
I
so
won't go against my...
you've got to stick with that.
You know?
Yeah.
But... I love to be wrong as well, so I wouldn't be, you know. But I have to say that I think that Jannik is a bit more complete all around, and also Grigor has been, you know, he had to dig a little bit more, you know, in the previous matches, and had to work against Hurkacz. He had to work against those players, so that's something also that's going to, because I mean, against Jannik Sinner, you know that you're going to run, you know that the points are going to be long, you know that he's not gonna give away a lot of free points. You know that when you enter the court, you know that there's going to be an amazing battle to give. So, I mean, that's going to be so much fun to watch and to commentate. I can't wait. But we're still at 6-0, 4-1 for Swiatek.
She goes to the pass into the net. And did you see that moment when Hubert Hurkacz wanted to start a mutiny and try and get Grigor involved to change the chair umpire?
To change the chair umpire, yeah. That's when...
It was so weird.
Yeah, when a player does that, it means that he's really, like, he's out of his... You know, of his, I don't know, his mind, and out of, he really lost his focus there. And of course, it happens. You know, when you get mad at an umpire, that you cannot and you don't want to play with him or her anymore. But you're on the big stage. You know that there are cameras everywhere. No tournament directions at all, never ever are going to change the chair umpire. So you know that you are, you know, trying to make, you know, like a show out of it. So,
but I like the way he went over to Grigor and went, "It's up to you. Yeah. If you want it to happen, it's going to happen." Yeah. And Grigor was like, "What are you talking about?"
That's true.
It was very surreal, very surreal. Right, 6-love, 4-1, 15-all. The reigning Wimbledon champion is double faulting. 53 minutes on the clock. 15:30. So the eyes of Swiatek will widen. She has an opening. She will want to charge through that opening. Andrusova looking for the first serve and gets it thundered back.
Amazing return.
My word. Very deep.
Quite an easy miss for what we've seen today from Swiatek with that foreign cross court that stayed in the net. As Jody is challenging me on another question.
Things. Right, love this. 30 all.
I'll get back to it.
Serve down the tee, the backhand is netted. Swiatek on march over. Vondrusova was about to bounce the ball. She looks up to her box as if to say, "Are you kidding me?" Swiatek blows her nose, comes back, holds her racket up, now bouncing up and down. Game point. Serve down the tee. Snap back off the return. The double-handed backhand from Swiatek into the middle of the court. Hits the backhand again, this time up the line. Backhand cross court. And that's good and deep from Vondrusova. She's got a shorter ball. She's at the net. The volley sits up, drops down. There's a roar from Markéta Vondrusova. It's really good to hear. And she's held for the second time in this match. But Swiatek leads by set and 4-2.
4-2. So Jody from the US still, when you say movement, does she not move as well on grass? If so, why not? Well, I wouldn't say that she doesn't move well on grass, but I feel like she has a more natural way of moving on clay court, you know, she masters the sliding and the way she sets up for her strikes. And so that's why I'm saying that, but I wouldn't say that she doesn't move well on grass. I mean, as we said, you know, she's an amazing all around athlete, and she has a lot of success on, of course, on hard court and on faster surfaces.
Yeah, three games to love. Pointing out, saying, worth noting, Swiatek has as many hard court titles in her career as Sabalenka, and more hard court 1000s in the last 8 months than Sabalenka has in her career. Not happy with the ball toss, though, Swiatek. Resets herself. 5 minutes shy of an hour on court. Too deep off the first serve. Andrusova up to the baseline a little bit more, leaning forward. skirts blowing in the wind. Now she comes inside the baseline, crunches the forehand, another forehand to the back and down on her haunches, a la Agnieszka Radwańska there from Świątek, through the middle of the court. The off backhand, the pickup on the backhand. Wondruszewa is approaching and she just holds it for a fraction of a second, sees the commitment of Świątek and pops it into the open court.
That's well played from Wondruszewa. She managed to get that short ball after a very good down the line backhand, flat, and then she was able to go behind Świątek, 15-all.
Świątek, just that slight pause, rocks back on her heels, tosses up the ball and serves and slams it into the net. Ball boy thunders across, settles himself. Wondruszewa edges towards the baseline as Iga Świątek, 23-year-old, will serve centre of the box. The backhand cross got off the shoelaces of Świątek. Gets a short ball.
Ooh, perfect.
Wow.
In the corner.
Blow.
Yeah. But what she has to do, you know, to win some points. Great cross-court return from on the backhand side for Wondruszewa. Very deep. And then she turned around and went inside Dean with that forehand in the corner. Perfectly executed. 15-30.
But everything has to be prefixed with the word perfect from her point of view. Because anything less, you're not going to be winning these points. 30-all.
Big serve on forehand side of Wondruszewa, 188 kilometers an hour. Flat serve. 3-point, 30-all.
Both players wait now. Świątek uncoils and serves out. What a big serve. Catches line. Down the line goes Świątek, whose little shuffling footsteps you might be able to hear as she brings up game point.
As you mentioned, the sound of the footsteps, there are way more sounds like this on the Świątek side than on the Wondruszewa side. And for you guys that are listening to us, that's something that is very important, is that Świątek, she works so hard on her feet, and the way she sets for her strokes is just amazing.
Game point for 5-2. Misses a serve out wide. 58 minutes on the match clock. She is edging ever closer to the semi-finals. Two-time defending champion. Looking for her 19th straight win at Roland Garros. And she is a game away from achieving just that.
I'm a little bit upset about those shots and those choices, because Wondruszewa on that last point, we cannot say that, you know, of course she's trying to put away that return, but she doesn't say, well, okay, let's fight for it, you know, like, I'm going to make you play, I'm going to make you work, I'm going to make you move. She just goes for that forehand, it lands in the middle of the net. It was about to, if it goes over the net, it was about to be in the middle of the court. So I don't see the real intention here on those shots. And when you're down 4-2, 40-30, well, you know that you're close, you know, from the end, so you need to fight for those shots and those points. So
first set, Iga Świątek serves 93%. Dropped down to 50 in the second, an overall return of 67%, as suddenly we had an influx of people. I don't know whether what time it is. Lunchtime may have finished, 2:30. Well, their timing is good, because Iga Świątek is a game away from the semi-finals. Wondruszewa, unsurprisingly, is first out of her chair. She grabs the balls. Very shortly, she'll be ready to serve. Świątek has just stood up. She will now trot to the back. You heard her saying, come on, come on. Serving to stay in the match, one point to Wondruszewa.
You're taking a pretty big risk to go out wide there to the forehand, that doubles type return from the deuce court, because Federer's forehand is absolutely lethal.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.
They are just about ready, the players. If I look behind me onto the screen, I see Coco Gauff with the headphones on. The team has departed, getting herself set, and she'll be facing the world number one, Iga Świątek. She's here alongside Elena, the first of the semi-finals. It's intriguing, it's predictable, it's unpredictable. You speak to 10 people, 10 are saying it's straight sets and it's quick, and the others say maybe this time it could be different.
Well, that would tally with a head-to-head of 10-1, wouldn't it? But I think we saw yesterday that tennis can be anything but predictable. Yesterday we looked ahead to the two women's quarterfinals and we said, oh, it'll be fine. Rybakina will cruise through, Sabalenka will romp past a 17-year-old. And by the end of today, tennis had proved yet again that we're all wrong to make predictions about it.